What is going on with Bruce Springsteen?
He has canceled more of his shows. We're lucky we got our shows in at Wrigley Field in August, because shortly after that in Philadelphia, he had to postpone some shows because he got sick. And now he has canceled all of his shows for the month of September because of peptic ulcer disease. His doctors recommend that he rest while he treats this. So everything that was on, it doesn't affect anything here in the Chicago area, but anything that was on his tour schedule for September is now being postponed. He was scheduled to be off for the month of October anyway, so the tour is not going to resume until November. They haven't announced any rescheduled dates yet, but I guess he's doing okay, but, you know, is dealing with this peptic ulcer issue so it doesn't get worse. Springsteen is 74 years old.
And Kourtney Kardashian had surgery. Was that yesterday?
That was yesterday, yeah. She had fetal surgery. She's pregnant with a little boy, and there were some issues. So the doctors went in and corrected the issues that were taking place. She posted on Instagram, which is what all people do when they are post-op. They get right on social media immediately. But she said she was grateful for the doctors who saved her baby's life. The father is her husband, Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker. He was on tour with his band in Europe, but he came back to be with her during the surgery and said he'll get back on the tour starting tomorrow.
I've been reading about this auction, and this is pretty good, this Freddie Mercury memorabilia, isn't it?
I think it's pretty cool. I was a fan of the group Queen. I was a fan of Freddie Mercury when that movie Bohemian Rhapsody came out. Just brought back a million memories. And now many of the artifacts, personal items that were owned by Freddie Mercury went up for auction. If you remember the movie, Freddie Mercury had a best friend who lived right next door to him by the name of Mary Austin. She inherited everything. In fact, all these items remained in the house right next door to hers, Freddie Mercury's house in London. Have been there since he died in 1991. And that includes his baby grand piano on which he composed the song Bohemian Rhapsody, some sheet music, the jeweled crown, and the ermine-lined scarlet cloak that he wore on stage many times. I was trying to buy that. Somebody else outbid me on that.
That would look good on TV
but
for you.
I would like a nice jeweled crown and ermine-lined scarlet cloak.
Like you don't have one of those in your closet already.
I like that to be my my new signature look on television, like the old Channel 9 blazers that had the big 9 on the pocket.
That'd be a good update.
Yeah. Anyway, that sold. The cloak and the crown sold for $800,000. But they had costumes and art and furniture and a lot of personal effects. There are still plenty of things that they're selling. They're doing it on an online auction through September the 13th. And if you go to Sotheby's.com, you can see what's still up for auction. And, you know, if you want to, you know, maybe you'll get a nice diamond-crusted scepter, something like that.
Just in time for Halloween.
Yeah.
Talking Entertainment with Dean Richards, and we have the update on the Kevin Costner divorce that we're all following.
Yeah, things took a turn on Kevin's side during divorce proceedings that took place yesterday. A judge there ordered the soon-to-be ex-wife, Christine Baumgartner, to pay Kevin Costner's attorney's fees. It'll come to about $14,000. This after Costner's attorneys were arguing that she had refused in bad faith to answer questions about their prenuptial agreement. So the judge not too happy about all of this. This comes just days after the judge refused to increase her monthly child support payment. She wanted $129,000 a month because, really, who can't? How do you even get by on $129,000 a month? You can barely scrape by with that.
Throw her a bone.
The judge cut that in half, which is still considerable, in my opinion. But that's what they decided on that yesterday. So good day for Kevin Costner in court.
And I guess with the strike, no way we're going to see any new episodes of Yellowstone until next year at the earliest, right?
Yeah, no. This I think this is going on even longer than everyone expected. People thought that it might be all the strikes, the writers and the actors strike, might be resolved by now. But there's virtually no talks going on, no movement whatsoever. So I would be surprised if, I mean, as far as new shows, seeing new shows, it's going to be virtually impossible. But the production on any of these things, who knows when they're going to restart again.
All right, let's get to the breaking celebrity bra news this morning, Dean.
Yes, we try to cover undergarments of the celebrities whenever possible. A couple of weeks ago, Drake, the singer Drake, was joking that he was very disappointed that no one had ever thrown a bra on stage while he was performing.
Stop that.
That Dave Bennett, boy, he'll just jump in at any time.
Yeah, right.
Since Drake made that statement, all people have been doing have been throwing bras on stage during his performances. And yesterday, he posted a picture on Instagram of he lined them all up. He's got them on display, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bras, which have been thrown on the stage. So it's one of the more interesting collections. We do our annual Tree Time show at, you know, Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington every year. I may make a similar request amongst the... be a different way of decorating Christmas trees, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you know, if Tom Jones is hearing about this, he's thinking, why didn't I do something like that back in the day?
Oh, I'll bet he's got a collection of all kinds of undergarments.
I'm sure. All right, your throwback interview, and this is going to be fun because the new Greek wedding movie's coming out, right?
Yeah, I saw it last night. I'll give you a full review on it tomorrow, but I liked it. I wasn't so crazy about the second Greek wedding movie that came out 2016. I liked it, but I didn't love it. But I really enjoyed this new one. So, as I say, I'll tell you much more about it. Of course, we can't talk to any of the stars because of the strike. So we've been going back into the archives. Actually, it's been kind of fun, with the exception of seeing me with darker hair, with more hair, with less weight. It's really been fun to see some of these throwback interviews. But I remember so clearly when the first Greek wedding movie came out, it was a surprise smash. It remains one of the most successful independent movies of all time. But just everybody loved My Big Fat Greek Wedding when it first came out, with virtually no promotion. Nia Vardalos, who played Tula Portokalos in the movie, stopped by WGN, and we talked with her about lots of things, but mostly about this phenomena of this movie doing amazingly well with virtually no promotion.
I think that people are more savvy now. I think that they don't respond to big media advertising saying, you must see this movie. They'll go to that movie, but then I think they trust their friends more. So when people went to their friends and said, you have to see this movie, they went. And my cousin Tommy was like, send me the posters. So they took posters and T-shirts, and they walked around, and they put up the posters, and they said, have you heard about this movie? And nobody had, because we didn't have a budget for advertising. And they told people and told people. And now all these studio executives in Hollywood are going, how can we market a movie the way they did with My Big Fat Greek Wedding? And I'm like, hire my cousin.
Yeah. Life-changing for both of you, I would think, right?
I was already kind of famous.
Yeah.
Life-changing for her, definitely.
You know what John said? You give me very good advice. He said, get ready. It's going to happen. I was like, what are you talking about? I thought we were going to be shown in church basements around America, and I would have been happy with that. And then John said, get ready. Things are going to change for you, and there's no day off from being a known person.
Yeah, that's Nia Vardalos and John Corbett, who plays Ian Miller in this movie. The original movie, the second movie, and now the third movie. The premise of this third one is that the father in the movie, played by Michael Constantine, who passed away in the movie, but in real life he also passed away. So the story is about taking his cremated ashes back to Greece, back to his village. So the whole family gets on a plane. They go back to Greece. And it's a fun little travelogue. It's sweet. It's charming. I got to say, I enjoyed it very, very much.
Send over some leftover spanakopita from your cooking yesterday. I'm in the mood now.
That was a big hit, that spanakopita. If you want to see the recipe, the whole thing, WGNTV.com/DeanCooks. But we made a beautiful spanakopita. And as usual, you would think that people that work at a TV station had never eaten food before.
Of course.
They scarfed it down. It's like, did you even taste it? You ate it so fast.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
See you. Bye.